Namam davutsu namam davutsu namam davutsu namam davutsu namam davutsu namam namam.
Okay, I'll begin my talk this morning by reading one of the Wasan. These are Shinran Shonin's poems of the Nembutsu, celebrating the Buddha's teachings in our lives. So I invite you to join me in Gassho. Gassho Nembutsu. The light of wisdom exceeds all measures, and every finite living being receives this illumination that is like the dawn. So take refuge in Amida, the true and real light. Morning, everyone. Minasan, ohayou gozaimasu. Happy Mother's Day to all of our mothers here this morning. Minasan, hahau no hi, omedetou gozaimasu. So it's wonderful that we were able to welcome and celebrate all of these mothers and families, fathers, mothers, and babies, and grandparents who joined us this morning for our Hatsumairi service. In the Hatsumairi service, each of us families bring their newborn babies. So these months, last month, we celebrated the birth of one newborn baby who was born 2,500 years ago. Do you remember who that baby was?
Buddha.
The Buddha, that's right. And this month, next week, we'll be celebrating the birth of another baby who was born over 800 years ago. Over 800 years ago. Does anybody know whose birthday? Yeah, Haley? Shinran Shonin. That's right. Shinran Shonin is up here, right? So these are wonderful teachers, and they all now, they've gone forth and they've realized awakening. The Buddha realized enlightenment here in this world. Shinran Shonin realized enlightenment, we say, through birth in the Pure Land. But they had three wonderful things that were supporting them throughout their lives. One of them was the Buddha, right? Can you guess what the other two were? The Buddha?
Shinran Shonin.
Shinran Shonin, the teaching, yeah, Ryoma? Renyo Shonin's up here too, so the Buddha, the Dharma, Shinran and Renyo, they both taught the Dharma, and the Sangha. The Sangha is the community of all these people who are helping us, to guide us. So we have many people up here. We have the Buddha, we have Shinran, we have Renyo, the Seven Masters, we have Shotoku Taishi, but we have many people out here around us who are sitting with us, who help us to teach us the teachings, and also who we enjoy spending time with. So tell me, do you have a favorite memory of something you've done here at the temple that you've enjoyed? Something that's fun that you've done that you remember doing at the temple? Anybody have a good memory from the temple? Yeah, Dilma?
When Jonathan let me in, first room, and then he
So you all got together and you shared the markers in Joni's classroom, right? So that was a lot of fun. Everybody getting together, sharing markers and playing together and finding a watermelon marker with a watermelon smell, right? So that was wonderful. That was fun. Any other good memories that you have? Yeah, Haley? Terracoya, the summer camp that we do here. Anybody else have some memories? Yeah, Finley? Bazaar. Bazaar is always fun. We get to eat good food. We get to play games. We get to run around and have fun. So these memories, these fun memories you have at the temple, you will carry these with you for your whole life. Last week, we had a woman who came by. She doesn't live here in San Mateo. She lives in Livermore, kind of far away from here. She drove all the way over here to drop some things off. And when she came in, she said, "Oh, I haven't been in here in years. But when I step in this room, all these memories come flooding back." She started telling me about running around, getting in trouble, people, you know, all of her Dharma school teachers that she remembers. She remembered Mrs. Ishida, her Dharma school teacher from many years ago. She was over 60 years old, and she remembered coming here as a child and all of the fun things that she did. Yeah, Shoma? Yeah? So we all have these wonderful memories of coming here and all of these people who are helping to raise us up to become Buddhas. So when we come to the temple, all of us are raised up to become Buddhas all together. So when we hold a baby here at the temple, that baby will one day become a Buddha. All of us one day will become a Buddha. A Buddha is an enlightened one. Right? So through this teaching of the Nembutsu, through the support and caring of each other, we all get to become Buddhas. And so Hatsumaeri is a very special day because it's a day when we get to meet all of these new friends in the Dharma. Right now, they're very little, but as they get bigger, before we know it, they'll be running around. Maybe they'll be coming up here to offer incense. Maybe they'll be playing with us at bazaar, and they'll be our friends, but they'll also be our teachers, and they'll be part of our sangha. They'll teach us the Dharma, and they will all become Buddhas, right? We all are able to become Buddhas by hearing the Nembutsu, by being guided by Amida Buddha's wisdom, one day to realize birth in the Pure Land of Amida Buddha. So this is a wonderful occasion where we celebrate our families, our parents, and most importantly, all of us together as fellow travelers to become Buddha all together. Honjitsu no hatsumairi wa hontou ni medetai koto desu ne. Koko hotoke-sama no mai ni tatte, ne, kono nakama ga imasu toyukoto wo kakunin shimasu ne. Hotoke-sama no miyoshie no naka dewa mitsu no takaramono ga arimasu ne. Buddha, その正しい教えを私たちに教える方。そして、仏法、その見教え、ね、法が、それを聞くことによって、私たちが正しい道を聞き分けて、正しい方向に歩めることですね。そして、僧、その僧が、この仲間、みんなと共に歩んでいく。ね、共に教え合って、共に助け合った仲間があるんですね。困った時にも、嬉しい時にも、共に歩んでいく仲間がいて、非常に力強い存在ですね。それによって、みんなが仏様の、極楽の方に迎えに行って、ね、そこでみんながブッダになれることですね。だから赤ちゃんを抱っこする時に、これはブッダを抱っこしていること、確認することができますね。本日の初参りはこういう意味がありますね。So, Hatsumairi is a day when we bring these baby Buddhas to the temple because all of them will be able, through hearing these teachings, to realize this wonderful enlightenment of the Buddha. Okay? So we'll conclude our Dharma talk here. I invite you all to join me in Gassho and hear the Nembutsu, the voice of the Buddha, calling us to this world of enlightenment.
Minna gassho se kudasai. Namo Amida Butsu. 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 Namo.